The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel better. Stop talking to me!
She's cucky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It was a close one this morning because I almost couldn't find my lucky pen on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Don't worry, we found it.
I would like to make a plea that Kevin stop side-eyeing me.
Okay.
Because the room was warmer earlier, and now it's cold.
It's always been cold.
This room currently is a perfect temperature. Nobody touch the damn thermostat.
It's a little on the chilly side.
I am sick of this.
Okay. I'm freezing.
This is not why people come to the wake-up call.
Really?
They come to the wake-up call
for hard facts.
For Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are things in Marysville? Good?
Things are good. I just had to chase my daughter's bus down so that she could get home.
I love that.
Wow.
I love that. Did it stop or did it keep going?
Well, I made it to the next stop before it got there, so we were good.
Look at you.
I had to chase it to two different bus stations. Yeah.
Melody had her running shoes on. I love this.
Yes.
All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you five questions dealing with news and pop culture. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, and the jackpot is up to $200. Here we go. You ready to play?
Heck yeah.
All right,
I need that.
Question one. Model Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife, is pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whose baby is it? Great question. It's that jujitsu instructor guy that she started dating right after she divorced Tom. What was that, Kevin?
T.
Yeah, T.
Oh, my God.
Their divorce was exactly how many years ago? One, two, or three?
Two.
Question two, Colin Farrell once again proves he is an amazing human being as he just ran the last 3 miles of a marathon in Ireland while pushing his old friend in a wheelchair. His friend has a rare condition that makes her immobile, and the marathon was to raise money for people like her. What comic book villain is Colin Farrell currently playing on Max?
Oh my gosh,
Alrighty. Question three. Speaking of comic books, Katherine Hahn got honored by Jennifer Hudson on her show with a plaque for being a first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's for nudity. In her Disney Plus show, Agatha After All, Hahn recently showed her butt in a scene. Kevin, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it tasteful?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tasteful nudity, ladies and gentlemen. Agatha After All is a spinoff of what other MCU show?
Oh my gosh. MCU.
3 seconds.
Law and Order.
Okay, Law and Order. Question four. We are exactly 1 week from the election that will determine the direction of America in a very dramatic fashion, and we're already having violence. Ballot boxes in Democratic areas of Oregon and Washington State have been set on fire, destroying the ballots inside. True or false, in California, you must drop off your mail-in ballot before Election Day?
Before? True.
Okay. Question five. The Washington Post, like all newspapers, makes an endorsement of presidential candidates, but for the first time in generations, CEO Jeff Bezos stopped it. This outraged staff, triggering resignations, and they lost over 250,000 subscribers. If they had 1,650,000 subscribers before this, how many do they have now?
650.
They had 1,650,000 subscribers before this.
650,000.
That's your answer.
I think so, yeah.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Melody, what school?
Do I get to re-answer the other one?
Do you get to re-answer? No, you don't get to re-answer. No. No.
Oh, I thought you got to go back to it. Okay.
We've never played the game like that.
What's happening?
She passed on a question and then she wanted to go back to it.
No.
Melody, okay. Here's why. Listen, I trust you. But if we did that, that gives people at home plenty of time to Google it.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Or somebody sitting in the car that Googling it. All right. That's why I do the 3 second thing. You know, listen.
Gotcha.
I'm not talking about you, but some people are shady.
Yeah. Okay. She gets it. Let's go.
Melody, you're now on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. As Kevin says, T.
Yeah. Literally.
Giselle Bundchen is pregnant.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a word to describe that. Whose baby is it? It's that jujitsu instructor.
See, that is amazing. T.
Oh my God. We are almost exactly to the day how many years removed from their divorce?
Okay.
One, two, or three?
Two.
That is correct. Yes. Just 2 years almost to the day of their divorce.
Get it.
Question, you get it?
I said she should get it. Like, get it.
Get it. Okay. Oh. All right. Question two. Colin Farrell. He is an amazing human being. He just ran the last 3 miles of a marathon in Ireland while pushing his old childhood friend in a wheelchair.
Aww.
His friend has a rare condition that makes her immobile, and the marathon was to raise money for people like her. He seems like one of the best people in the world. He really does. What comic book villain is Colin Farrell currently playing on Max? Batman is the hero.
Yeah.
Same universe. He plays the Penguin.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like him at all. He's wearing a fat suit and tons of makeup.
That's not how I want to see him.
It is such a good show. Couldn't recommend it more. Question three. Speaking of comic books.
Great.
Katherine Hahn just got honored on the Jennifer Hudson show with a plaque for being a first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it was for nudity.
Okay.
In the Disney Plus show, Agatha After All, Hahn recently showed her little butt off. Okay. Agatha After All is a spinoff of what MCU show?
Is it the lady one? Oh, WandaVision.
Wow.
I wouldn't know that without you guys.
Man. WandaVision was great. I haven't watched Agatha. Is it good, Kevin?
Yeah, so good.
Question four. We're exactly 1 week to the day from the election. Strap in. Ballot boxes in Democratic areas, though, of Oregon and Washington State have been set on fire, destroying the ballots inside. Taste of things to come? I don't know. True or false, in California, you must drop off your mail-in ballot before Election Day.
Well, you could do it on Election Day.
So true or false?
So what's the question?
True or false?
True or false?
In California, you must drop off your mail-in ballot before... Yeah.
Okay.
You can drop off your mail-in ballot on Election Day. Yeah, somebody stole my yard sign out of my yard.
Yeah.
How about that? All right. Question. I'm not triggered.
Okay.
Clearly some people are.
Okay.
Question 5. The Washington Post, like all newspapers, make an endorsement for a presidential candidate, but for the first time in generations, CEO Jeff Bezos stopped the Post from doing it. This outraged staff, triggering resignations, and they lost over 250,000 subscriptions.
Okay.
If they had 1,650,000 subscribers.
1,650,000, okay.
Before this, how many do they have now?
Oh, God. Okay. 0, 0, 4. 1,400,000.
Oh, my God.
How does she do it, guys?
By the way, the show is called Agatha All Along. Kevin, you didn't correct me on that. Agatha All Along.
Yeah, Kevin, why didn't you do that?
Agatha After All.
Oh, I didn't want to make you look dumb.
Is that it? Is that what it was?
It's Agatha All Along.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Final score. Melody, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
You got 1. Katie got 4.
Oh, wow.
God dang it.
She wiped the floor with you.
I
wish you could have gone back as well. All right, we're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Melody, tell us what we got to hear.
I am definitely not smarter than Katie this morning.
Not this today. Morning, but you're faster. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Catching that bus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.